Es moir in ibasi.
O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said twice and only the disciple and all the apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the thing which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, bless the Lord, for they see, and your ear for the ear, may we be worthy to hear and to act according to all the gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our Master, all those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers which offer up unto you, Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, upon them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us.
Psalmus to David, Alleluia, Maroches, Frentic, Ecclesia, and Tebefleos. O Maroes, Moir of Hitek, Tedra, and Tenebres, Viteros. Jeavquen, O Meto, Emevritin, and so O. If una vengenit son if unuf a forken jeb shoisuo en if uvum en is if gen sub befu if shine kata et taxis em melchisek. Shaisaw in a mummuk binyotis, so abin patriarchies, Baba bata adros be maesnaf, Nim binyotin a biscopus of a clemandus, Eb shaisafi ware botik me pentenon chea.
Alleluia,
Sintini Gom Kere, Avilogus Rotoka, Taiwan, and Agay of Angelo Tanamusma.
Stand
in the fear of God. according to our teacher, Saint John's Evangelist, may his blessing be with us. Amen. Ben Shoti, on Sotir Vnoro Tereni, Sos Veristos, Shini Vnoti, Don Pion of Shine. From the Psalms of our Father David the Prophet and the King, may his holy blessing be with us. Amen. For with you is the fountain of life, in your light we see light. Oh, continue your life kingdom to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither his man nor his parents said it, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it's day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spit on the ground and made clay with clay, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloma, which is translated sand. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore, the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is not this who sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore, they said to him, who were your eyes open? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and I received sight. Then they said to him, where is he? He said, I don't know. They brought him who formerly was blind to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made this clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again who he had received his sight. He said to them, he put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such things? And there was a division among them. They said to the blind man, again, what do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes, he said he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him who had received this sight, and they asked them, saying, Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he now see we don't know, or have opened his eyes we don't know. He is of age, ask him, he will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if one confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, he is of age, ask him. So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, Give God the glory, we know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. Then they said to him, Again, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. We know that God spoke to Moses, as for this law, we don't know where he is from. The man answered and said to them, Why this is a marvelous thing that you don't know where he is from, yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worship of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opens the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could know nothing. They answered and said to him, You were completely born in sin, and are you teaching us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, Do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him.
Glory be to God forever.